Hi, hello. This is Mary, better known as Mary's Cup of Tea on the interwebs. I'm an author, speaker, retreat host. I have a podcast also called Mary's Cup of Tea. And basically, my platform is all about self-love. What is something someone can do when they're having a bad body image day? I have been there so many times. My entire teens, my early 20s were really focused on recovery. And one of the biggest things that helped me is this idea, this mantra that I want to brain tattoo on your head. Your body is not an image, it's an experience. When we're having a bad body image day, we tend to fixate on how we look instead of how we feel. So this is called self-objectification, when we're seeing ourselves as an image, something for someone else to consume, as opposed to feeling ourselves from the inside out. Like, how does your body feel as the experience? It's a vessel that allows you to experience life. So instead of saying, why does my body look like this? I'm so bloated, big, you know, insert all the slurs, the stigma, the fat phobia that we use as hate speech toward ourselves. Ask yourself, how does my body feel? What does it need right now? Maybe it's water or movement or rest or a hug or to step away from the mirror, step away from looking at yourself. Even if your thoughts are swirling and spiraling, you can still take some self-compassionate, loving action. Everybody has bad body image days. They're a part of being human, especially if you identify as a woman in this world that constantly tells us that our entire worth is in our appearance. And the second we don't conform to that in some small way or feel like we can't live up to that in whatever way, it can be debilitating. But you have the power to reclaim your body as something you live in, something you feel, something you experience, not something you perform or present or perfect. What is one physical somatic way somebody who does not like their body can start to get in touch with their body and accept it, or maybe even love it? The answer to this is similar to the first part where I talked about how your body is not an image, it's an experience. And one way that I physically practice this is by doing this technique one of my mentors taught me. It's called heart math. So it's a heart-centered meditation. And all it is so simple. That's why I love doing it and sharing it with people, because you can literally do it right now. In fact, let's do it together. You're just going to take some deep breaths. And as you're breathing very deeply, very mindfully, picture all this energy flowing in and out of your heart space. So instead of just breathing and feeling your entire body, which is great, try to intentionally kind of move that attention into or around the area where your heart lies. How does that feel? This is an exercise that I presented at my TED Talk, which was called Our Bodies Are Not an Image, They're an Experience. And I had all the audience members do this with me. And it's so wild. Call me woo-woo, you know, superstitious kooky. But you can literally feel that heart-centered energy just percolating, resonating throughout the entire theater. And it's this beautiful dynamic where you're focused on sending compassion to yourself very simply by somatically moving that breath toward the area around your heart, because that's where unconditional love lies. And simultaneously, when you prioritize self-love in that way, you'll also find that that love overflows, it reverberates to everything around you, the people that you surround yourself with, the world. You find that when you're more compassionate and loving toward yourself, you also have a greater capacity for loving others. So it's this moment of just saying to your mind, your heart, your soul, your body, I'm here, I'm listening. even if you don't like how it looks in this moment, even if you're struggling with body image, having one of those tough self-image days, you can still acknowledge that your body is here for you. And doing this exercise where you physically channel that energy into your heart space energetically allows you to lean into more self-love. What is one question to ask yourself to invite in more self-love? I love questions. Questions are the precursor to solutions, to greater creative thinking. So anytime you find yourself kind of stuck in a thought spiral, try to shift into something that ends with a question mark, like, how could I do this differently? What would happen if? These open up possibility, right? So the question that I like to ask myself to invite in some self-love, especially if I'm struggling with like a decision or how to approach, I don't know, a social situation, maybe it's a family struggle or not feeling totally confident in your worth and what you bring to the table, ask yourself, if I already believed that I am enough, what would I do? If I already believed, so it's that possibility, just hypothetically assume, play a little game with me here. If I already believed, what would I do here differently? Because so many of our decisions come from this hidden belief that we're not enough, that we somehow have to earn love or prove our worth. But what if we played with the idea that you already are enough? Just as an experiment, even if you don't believe it in this moment, entertain me here. Would you speak to yourself a little bit more kindly if you believed that you were enough? Would you rest without guilt? Would you stop saying yes to things that drain you? Would you tell the truth? This question, if I already believed that I am enough, what would I do? It's not about achieving confidence overnight. It's about choosing your next best action from a place of love and watch how that maybe, possibly, hopefully rewires things in your brain. I hope this was helpful. And remember, your body is not an image, it's an experience. You can access that by just taking a few deep breaths, doing a little mindful moment where you channel all that energy and attention around your heart space. And then ask yourself, if I already believed that I am enough, what would I do differently? I hope to cross paths with you, maybe virtually on Instagram at Mary's Cup of Tea, on my podcast, also called Mary's Cup of Tea. And if you're interested in what I'm doing or perhaps joining a self-love retreat, I host these giant slumber parties, basically, but I call them self-love retreats with a group of amazing women, just like the best women you'll ever meet. And we all get together to do this kind of personal growth healing work. If you're interested in that, you can head to maryscupoftea.com and you'll find all the information there. Until then, I'm sending you so much self-love. Hello, my dear listener. Just a quick thank you for listening to this show and being a part of this very important conversation. Obviously, you can hear it's something that I feel passionately about, not just because of my past experience with debilitating body image struggles, which manifested into disordered eating that took so much time to heal, but also like this idea that it has to end with us. So if you're on board with this message of self-love and women's empowerment in general, I would love your help in just growing the reach of the show. I hate asking you for reviews, testimonials, ratings to send to a friend, but all of that is so important for us to bring attention to this message of self-love, and that'll help me reach out to other potential guests that might be able to bring a different perspective, that are academics, researchers, experts in a very niche area, you know, people who otherwise wouldn't pay attention to a small show like Mary's Cup of Tea. Having those reviews, having that listenership, it matters, you know, and I've been working my butt off trying to level up this podcast, making the YouTube videos, the clips for social media, pitching to all these guests, trying to get some form of sponsor support. But it's, you know, getting harder because we're kind of stagnating with that. So if you could take 60 seconds to leave a review or a rating wherever you're listening, whether that's on Apple, you can go to the show's homepage, scroll down, it'll let you type what you think. Or on Spotify, you can rate the show with stars. You can also reply to the conversation in Spotify directly. So there's a box that says, what was your biggest takeaway from this episode? And I always read these answers and love hearing from you. And of course, sharing the show with a friend or screenshotting it, putting it up on social media so that maybe other people can also gravitate here and hopefully go on their own self-love journey. And I just really, really hope that this podcast can be a supportive, healing place for people to land, to learn, and to love themselves.